Here's what's coming up on the Venus Cuckoldress podcast.
I'm terrified of losing this, like what we have found in each other. And I was so afraid that if we were to do something like that, it was going to ruin, you know, this, like what people sometimes search a lifetime for. These women don't have kids they got to take care of, you know, and I do. So I just feel like it's a little bit harder for me sometimes to go back and forth, and you know, you constantly with the pressure, like, oh, when are you dropping a new video? Bro, I'm tired.
I mean, as a guy, you know, if it's something that's weighing on your mind, you know, something you've been wanting to bring up, don't let it get to you that, you know, others might look at you as being weak or, you know, less of a man or something like that. Because it's not. It doesn't change anything about you. You only have one life to live, so all my family and friends know about it. Hasn't changed me one bit. Still the same person. They can too.
I get it now. Like, I fucking get it. Once you go black, you don't ever go back. And I'm not going back. This is the only back I'm going to. They're so sexy. For some reason, all of a sudden, I'm just like, I'm just, girl. It's like, to me, they just have a different demeanor about them. They walk in, head high, chest out, confident, like, I'm about to lay this fucking pipe on this bitch. You get a white dude come in, and it's just not, it's not the same vibe.
This is the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, for the passionate, and for the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Venus, your host. Today, I have the Hot Wife QOS, Brooke Blaze, and her husband joining the show. And wow, she is really quite the sensational woman. And together with her husband, they are seriously blazing their own path in the cuckolding lifestyle. And she's hot as fuck, too. So very appropriate name. Anyway, they're sharing their story to talk about how they are really making that path uniquely their own. And I'm talking about no shame, no guilt, being like out and proud about their lifestyle. It's truly inspiring. It's amazing. And I think you're really, really going to love this show. But first, I have a really, really, really important announcement. I'm so excited about this, you guys. This is awesome. So Crystal Welch is back. The woman is back. She's been on a bit of a hiatus for the last year with some personal stuff going on. She is back with her podcast, Beyond Monogamy. And she's blogging again on Medium, and she now has her own very own space on VenusCuckoldress.com called Crystal's Corner. She's in the Queens Quarters community as well. So if you go to VenusCuckoldress.com, just click on the link that says Crystal's Corner, and you can find all the information to connect with Crystal, to see what she's up to, listen to her podcast, and even read her amazing blog posts. Oh yeah, and March 19th, mark your calendar. Crystal Welch is going to be on GTFO Radio Live with me, and that is going to be at 12 noon. That's 3 p.m. Eastern time, so make sure you check it out. My link is on VenusCuckoldress.com. Just click on radio, or you can go to GTFOradio.ca. That's it for announcements. Just one today, which is, I think this is like the shortest intro in a very long time. So lucky you, we get to jump right into the show with Hot Wife Cuckoldress Queen of Spades, Brooke Blaze. Here we go. Joining me on the show today, I have a very special guest. I have Brooke Blaze. She is a hot wife, Queen of Spades cuckold dress, and she's joined by her hubby, Mr. Blaze. So welcome to the show, you guys. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
Hey,
thanks
everyone
for having us.
Yeah, I'm so happy to talk to you. So it was one of my listeners who recommended you as a guest for the show. Can't fucking remember who it was, but thank you to whoever it was that recommended you. I had a little look at your Twitter page, and you're so beautiful. I love your hair. You just got this amazing body and everything, great smile, and just the full package. So I had a little look at your Twitter page, but other than that, I really don't know much about you guys. So all I know is that there's the title hot wife, there's the title cuckoldress, and Queen of Spades in there too, and that your Twitter timeline is pretty hot. There's a lot of material on there, and it's a lot of like OnlyFans kind of stuff that's on there. So having known that, I want to know, like, Brooke, what is your story? Like, how did you get to where you're at today with all of those labels and in this relationship that you're in?
Well, first of all, I still wake up every day and I'm just like, what is my life? Because I just never imagined doing all this. But it was never even a thought, really. When him and I got together, I guess it really wasn't long at all. Like a couple of months, few months maybe into our relationship, I guess he kind of got the idea and realized that I'm a little dirty, a little freaky. I like to have fun. And so he had brought it up to me about, you know, I just want to watch you fuck somebody else.
Like, is that how he said it?
I mean,
kind of, sort of, you know, it starts off with 9 times out of 10. It usually starts off with bedroom talk.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
And it kind of progressed from there into watching cuckold porn on TV and, you know, let her kind of zone out into it to see, you know, how it is. And, but that's how it started.
But yeah, so it was all his idea, and it was actually his thing to do the interracial part of it too. And I was just like, first of all, this is a lot of information. Slow down. So, and I'll be honest, I was very hesitant. I was for a long time. And it took months to, I guess, convince me or whatever you want to call it. But my thing was not, it wasn't the interracial cuckold part of it that worried me. It was, I had a history of terrible relationship, like terrible. And so when I met him, it was just like, it was one of those things where you just knew right away. Mm-hmm. You just knew immediately, like, this is my person. Like, this is who I'm meant to be with. And I'd never had that. And I'd never felt that, like, overwhelming love for somebody and from somebody. And so my thing was really, like, I'm terrified of losing this, like, what we have found in each other. Mm-hmm. And I was so afraid that if we were to do something like that, it was going to ruin, you know, this, like what people sometimes search a lifetime for, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that took convincing for me for a long time was, you know, him just reassuring me it's nothing but love. It's nothing but fun. Like, it's so hot. He's like, I'd be so turned on. I would just like, it's wild, all the emotions that like end up happening once you actually do it. But so anyways, months go by and I'm like, you know what? The more I think about it, I'm like, sure, let's try it. And so he found the person, like always, you know, just sends me pictures and I'm like, yes or no, you know. And we did it, and I don't think there was a question at the end of it.
Yeah.
When we left the hotel, he just had this huge shitty grin on his face. And I'm just like, why are you fucking staring at me? Like, what is it? And he's like, I know you want to do that again. And I'm just like, stop. And then I was like, fuck yeah, I want to do it again and again and again and again. Like, you have created something that can't stop now. So
that's
how that started.
Yeah, there's me being me and being a cuck or whatever you want to say. I was over here like, yeah. I got it now.
Yeah.
I got a hook now.
Okay, so I have so many questions about this. So usually what I've heard from many people is that when the guy brings this up to the wife or girlfriend, partner, he says something to the effect of, I want you to fuck some other dudes. And usually it's a shock and like worry and stress and what does this mean? And
all of that.
All of that, right? Yeah. And it usually... Yeah, it doesn't go well at first. There's very rarely the, oh my God, yes, kind of reaction, you know?
My reaction was, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because I was just like, I didn't say it out loud at the time, you know, when it was first brought up. But in my mind, I'm like, I am so in love with you and you're asking me to do something like this. Like, you don't love me. You know, I didn't know what to think. So, yeah, I can see how it's like a big shock and I get that all the time. I get guys message me all the time. They're like, how can I convince my wife to do this?
Yeah. I firmly believe that 99% of the guys out there bring it up wrong. Yeah. Yeah. They could definitely do better in the way that they bring it up. Right. And because let's face it. Okay. There's usually the three most common reactions that women have. This is going to be a threat to our relationship. You must not love me. I'm not enough for you. Or this is some backdoor way of you sleeping with other women. I know it. Yes. There must be something to this. Okay, what's the catch?
All of those are me. Because I told them from the get-go, like, if you think that I'm going to do this, and then later on down the road, you're going to say, hey, I want to fuck other women. Look, put this out there for the world to hear. I don't want to watch my man fuck another woman. I can't handle it. I can't. Genuinely, I cannot and I will not. So I made it clear from the get-go. I'm like, look, if you think I'm going to do this and then later on down the road, you come to me and I'm like, and then you want to come back and say, well, but I, you know, you do that. Don't. Mm-hmm. Don't just miss me with all that bullshit because it ain't happening. Mm-hmm. I said, if you're okay with that, we're golden.
So I have questions about your first time. Tell me exactly what that was. For my first time cuckolding, he wasn't there. He was listening on the phone. It was wild for me. It was fucking really hot. Listening to his reaction was really hot.
Yeah.
So what was it like for you, Brooke?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do, and it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com.
So I think I struggled a lot in the beginning just because I've always been the type that's like, I'm not a huge people person. Like, I don't just throw myself out there. So the idea of, you know, he's going to be recording it, he's watching, like, I just felt so much pressure. Mm-hmm. And so I had some drinks before. I had to. I was just so nervous. I'm like, we've never met. And it was right in the middle of COVID. So we wanted to go to like a hotel bar, get some drinks, you know, chill, get to know each other, talk, feel the vibe. And we didn't get that opportunity. So it was either just jump right in or sit in the parking lot with a 40, and I wasn't doing that. So we just had to jump right in. So yeah, it was nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Like,
for sure. But once we got in there and I got lost in the moment, because it's easy to do, I just forgot all about it. I look up and I'm like, oh, you're still here.
Did you guys talk about like anything around like kind of, I don't want to say scripting it, but expectations of what you wanted it to look like?
Not really. I think we both just wanted to go into it and just see what happened, like see what naturally just happened. And I think that was the best way to go into it first time, because that alone just made me feel that much more comfortable, not having to worry about like, you know, him saying, well, I want you to do this. I want to see, like, just let me do me, you know? And so that helped a lot. So it really didn't take long for it to just, I guess, come natural.
Yeah.
You know, and not thinking about it as like, I have all this pressure on me to be a certain way or do a certain thing, or like, and I told him, I'm just going to be myself. We're not, like, you can give suggestions or whatever, and if I think about it in the moment, then fine. If not, it's just going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We're still like that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't like script nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's still a date, you know.
Yeah.
Because even what she's talking about, that's before we got into content stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't know about OnlyFans and all this stuff. You know, we heard about it, but, you know, we thought it was just a place where chicks went and sold feet pics or something, you know?
I didn't even know what
so
it was.
So we were just doing our thing, and people kept telling us, oh, you ought to make OnlyFans, or you ought to do this. And we were like, I don't know, you know.
And all the recording in the beginning was honestly just for him to beat off to.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
And then we just kept, like, I had kept seeing this girl on my Instagram talk about her OnlyFans and, you know, if you want to see more of this, check my OnlyFans. I'm like, what is OnlyFans? Like, I had no idea. And then we checked it out and he's like, you want to post some of our stuff? Fuck no, I don't. Are you kidding me? Like, I hate every inch of my body. I am not posting just to be humiliated. No, we can keep this fun between ourselves and just live life. And that was that for a little while. And then other people kept mentioning OnlyFans and, you know, other sites. And I'm just like, there's just no way. It took a lot of convincing, too, for me to do that. Just because I am a mom. I've got two kids, you know, been through it. So I got mom bod, you know, of course. And so I was just afraid of, like, the humiliation. I didn't want to just be ridiculed online. And it was the complete opposite. I'm still surprised to this day. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know why guys like that. You know, and I even get messages that are like, oh my God, your stretch marks are so sexy. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If you like them, cool. But, you know.
So I love the fact that women are fucking killing it on OnlyFans. Like, yeah, yeah. I'm fucking loving it. I think it's amazing.
Everybody, I'm like, girl, OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something that I've always worried about OnlyFans is that, like, when you start it, even if you start it just for fun to post stuff, I would worry that eventually I would feel so like pressure to be on that hamster wheel of producing content and, you know, these people, you know, all of these requests and all of this time and effort that you're putting into it. And it start to feel like a job. No, not as fun anymore. Has it been like that for you?
Absolutely. It has been like that for me. Yeah.
Yeah. That was
hardcore. Like, you, I could not have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It does get very overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because again, like, you know, we started this just for it to be between us, you know, and then it just escalated. And then we started posting and I was like, we ain't going to get nobody subscribed on here, like, just whatever. And then from the first month to the next, shit just fucking blew up. Like, I'm still shocked at how fast the attention came. Like, I don't know. And so, yeah, it does. It gets very overwhelming. Like, I can't miss one day of getting on there and checking, you know, messages and things, because it just, it'll get so much that you just can't even catch up.
Wow.
But, you know, I do get a lot of like custom requests and, you know, things like that, but I just don't have time to do it. I just don't. Like, I'm a mom. I've got a house full of teenagers. I've got pit bulls running wild that I'm chasing. I got nephews that, like, you know, I'm the aunt. I'm the person in my family. So it's like, if anybody needs me, like, my phone's ringing because they know I will be there. Like, I'm the big sister. I'm everything. And so our lives just in general is so chaotic and so busy. And so, yeah, it's very difficult to balance that, you know, connecting with fans and just it's a lot.
Because they expect, I mean, people, you know, some people expect like we don't shoot, like we don't shoot porn. I mean, I know it's porn, you know what I'm saying? I know it's pornographic, but like we're not, you know, and everybody's different, but this is the way we are, you mm-hmm. know, it's still a date. She still only fucks when she's horny. You know, she doesn't fuck just because, oh shit, you know, we need to pay some bills or something. Mm-hmm. You know, we better go shoot. Nah, it's when she gets horny, you know? And
I'm not exhausted.
You know, and you have people that are expecting like video after video after video after video. And it's like, you know, we're just normal people that like the lifestyle. You know, we're not porn stars. Yeah. You know?
And I don't know like the facts or the stats or whatever, but just from my observation, I feel like a lot of women that do this, but do it like not professionally, but, you know, they solely live off of like OnlyFans income or whatever. These women don't have kids they got to take care of, you know, and I do. So it's I just feel like it's a little bit harder for me sometimes to go back and forth. And, you know, you constantly with the pressure, like, oh, when are you dropping a new video? Bro, I'm tired. I've been busy all week. Like, you know, I was one when I get around to getting some dick.
I know. I have like guys who are, they'll say to me like, oh, you're going to, how many BBCs are you going to fuck this weekend? I'm like, are you kidding me? I have so much laundry to do. I got to go renew my car insurance. Yeah. I got to get groceries. Like, yeah. I got real life shit happening.
Yeah. I'm gonna be fixed, you know, yeah. Like, stop, please. I have a life outside of this. Like,
yeah.
I do feel like a lot of people, not that they come off like they're being ugly to me, but maybe a little bit of aggression as far as like them asking, why are you ignoring me? Why are you not answering my messages? And I'm just like, look, I really have been so busy. I'm doing the best I can. I really do. Cause I enjoy connecting with, you know, the fans and talking to them, answering questions and being present, you know, but,
People can be pretty demanding.
Really like at your throat. Like, yeah. If you don't put your pussy on this internet right now, I'm going to be mad. Basically, flagged, you know?
So as far as like discretion goes, like for me to make that decision to go from like veiling my face to putting my face out there, that took a lot of consideration because I'm scared of like stalkers. Mm-hmm. I've been there, had that, and not fun. Don't like that idea again. People out to like harass you, ruin your life. No thanks. I could do without. Mm-hmm. And then also just like, do you really want like your friends and family to know, even though mine are no, but like there's those concerns that people usually have. You guys just took the leap and decided to go put your face out there. So how has it been for you? Like, do people know what you're up to?
Well, at the beginning, before we started posting online, we had a long conversation about, you know, showing our face and, you know, all of that, because that was a concern, like people finding out. And I mean, really, it just came down to me just saying, fuck it. You know, this is my life. Don't nobody pay my bills but me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't answer to anybody. And coming from the family that I come from, I just felt like And let me get vulnerable for a minute, but having a preacher for a dad was my biggest concern, because growing up, I was like this. I mean, attached to my daddy's hip, and I was always a daddy's girl, and he was my everything. And I was a very tomboy. I grew up drag racing, street racing, all cars, dirt bikes, BMX, just all the boy things. My daddy wanted sons so bad, and all he got was me. So here I am. I might look cute, but I can fix your car. And so, yeah, that was probably the biggest thing, was letting my daddy down. But then again, I was like, if he claims to be the man of God that he is, then he will love me unconditionally no matter what. And I found out a whole year after my dad had found out. I never knew he knew. Never once did he try to preach to me. He never treated me any different. Like, and yet he's the one who come home and told me, because he was hanging out with my dad. He's like, you know, your daddy knows. I was like, what? I mean, I freaked. I was like, what do you mean?
That was an awkward moment.
And he's like, yeah, he's known for about a year. And I was just like, I started bawling, and I'm not a crier. I just don't. I'm just very rough around the edges type person. But I started crying. I was like, everything that I thought of in the beginning before we started, like everything just fell into place, you know? And still to this day, like, he's never said anything discouraging about it. Never tried to get me to not do it. Never preached to me about none of it, you know? And so, like, wow. Now we're good. Like, we're past that. I know he knows, you know, the whole family knows. And honestly, I personally have not lost a friend, family member, none of that.
Amazing.
I can't say this. Unfortunately, he cannot say that. But, you know, I feel like that was a blessing, because yeah. I do have genuine people in my life that are supportive and do love me, no matter what kind of freaky, crazy shit I'm doing with my life.
Okay, hubby, I have questions for you. You said that you've lost some friends over them finding out?
Yeah, at first, like our first couple of years, everything seemed okay. You know, I was still talking to the same people I've always talked, you know, my whole life, and family members and all that kind of stuff. But we also do play, and it's when they started seeing that, when that stuff started getting out of the internet, is when I started having family members and friends kind of drop off the picture.
Okay.
But to add to that, we're both from like the deep South, you know, and that's just not.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving, cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
Yeah. Oh, I'm from a real small town.
It's not as acceptable to...
I'm from one of them one red light towns, you know, in the South. So, and you know, there's nothing to do but gossip. So when they hear about somebody doing something like that everybody knows, you know, the whole town finds out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is like a huge fear that cucks have, women too, but cucks especially, a huge fear that if anyone were to find out about them having these fantasies or sexual interests, that their world would be over. You seem to like not give a fuck about that. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But I think we're both just that type of person, just in general, like to begin with. I was, even though he's a preacher, I was raised like that. Like, don't give a fuck what nobody thinks about you. Just do you. Live your life. Be happy. If they're not paying your bills, if they're not, you know, doing the things, who cares what they think? Who cares? And so that's just always how I've lived.
And I did tell this to one of the guys that one of my old friends, that I guess I don't talk to anymore, when he started, you know, sending me like little screenshots of stuff he had found on the internet. And I was like, but you know, we've been friends for 20 years, but if you let something that I do in the bedroom, like determine our friendship, like that, like all that meant nothing to you.
Yeah.
Then like, I guess we're not friends, you know, because you know, my sexuality or what I do behind doors has nothing to do with me as a person. Right. Doesn't change anything. Yeah. I'm the same person you've known for 20 years.
Yeah.
And
because he's a very masculine, manly man, just in general. But then when it comes to bedroom stuff, which I hear is like a big, it's a big thing, I guess, for men. Like if you're a hardcore manly man outside to the rest of the world, like sometimes you want to be a bitch in the bedroom.
That's fine. It is a thing.
You know, you might not want to drink because, baby, I'm funny.
Oh, my God. I hope you guys are such an inspiration to so many people out there who are just locked in the fucking cut closet and so terrified of ever opening it just to crack. I'm like, just live your best life like these folks.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's changed. Nothing crazy bad happened, you know, by everybody knowing. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, we still do our thing. We still sit, watch TV, pay our bills, whatever. And, you know, it's not like a bunch of people stand outside with signs saying, you know, y'all weirdos or whatever. Yeah.
Love it. Okay, let's talk about the interracial aspect. You said, Brooke, you said that your husband brought it up. Was it right away that you were like jumped at it? You're like, yeah, let's do this. Or were you just like, oh, I don't know.
I kind of was in the middle. Like, I didn't really know because up until that point, believe it or not, shocker for everybody in the world, I'd never been with a black guy ever. And it's not like I didn't have anything against it. It's just the relationships I had throughout my life never fell together with, you know, a black guy. And so he was like, you mentioned it or whatever. And I was like, okay, as long as he's fine and he's packing, then yeah, we could do something.
And so eventually you decided to only have black bulls. Is that right?
I guess after the first, you know, the initial date, and then when he brought his buddy, and I was just like, I get it now. Like, I fucking get it. Once you go black, you don't ever go back. And I'm not going back. This is the only back I'm going to. It's dark meat from here on out. That's it. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I guess, I don't know. They're so sexy. For some reason, all of a sudden, I'm just like, girl. It's like, to me, they just have a different demeanor about them. You know, they walk in head high, chest out, confident, like I'm about to lay this fucking pipe on this bitch. You get a white dude come in and it's just not it's not coming the same off vibe. Yeah, I don't have to go into details, you know. Yeah. It's not the same vibe. Yeah. And so that's sexy to me, like that confidence that you're about to come in and just have your way with me. Yes, sir, please. Come on. I don't know what it is, but thank you.
So hubby.
I've ever had.
Yeah, hubby, what you said, you have like a fetish. This is your thing for interracial. Has it always been that way? And why is that? Why are you like so obsessed with interracial?
It may have had something to do with my upbringing. You know, I've been a little small country town, and you know, that was just crazy taboo. Like, that's unheard of where I come from, you know. And that might have had something to do with it. And then early on, you know, it was VHS tapes and magazines, you know, back then. And just seeing, like, the skin contrast and just, like, the naughtiness, the dirtiness, like, you're not supposed to go there. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, that's, I like that. That's what it turned me on, you know. And that just stuck with me, you know, until the point where I, you know, when I become an adult and got in a first relationship where, you know, we actually had a black guy come in, and then it just solidified what I thought, you know, because it was hot as fuck, you know. And then throughout my swinging days, when I was a full swap swinger, you know, when we would swing with couples, with white guys, and I ain't saying every white guy, but a lot of the white guys, like, just like she said, they just didn't have that demeanor to them, that alpha male coming in and I'm going to fuck your brains out. You know, they were goofy and shit like that. And
let me add to that real quick, actually. Yeah. Another thing is, like, I mean, isn't part of the point of, like, the whole cuck thing for me to be with a man that's bigger than you, you know? And he's not small. So it's like, I'm not going to find a white man. I mean, I will, but I'm not going to go through them all to find somebody that's bigger than he is to, like, satisfy me or whatever, when quite a bit, I'd say, like, 95% of black guys, you know, they're hung.
Yeah.
So that's another thing for me is, like, I don't want to bring some white guy that's the same size as him, though. What's the point?
Yeah.
At that point, what is the point? What am I getting out of this? I could go home and fuck you if I wanted that. That sounded ugly.
That's, as far as interracial goes, I mean, that's how it kind of stemmed, you know, from there. And then once I finally did it, went through with it, you know, it was like, yeah, that's as hot as I thought it would be, you know. Yeah.
And so, Brooke, you consider yourself a queen of spades. Do you ever sleep with white guys?
No.
Okay. Do you have sex with your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a queen of spades tattoo?
I do.
I thought I saw one. It's on your ankle, right? Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. I have the same one. the same place. But mine doesn't have the little crown on top. I like that touch. It's very, very nice. Are you planning on getting any other tattoos that are Queen of Spades related?
Maybe. I want to be, like, full sleeved up. So I'm sure I'll add a few little something in there.
Yeah. Okay, so Hobby, you said you are bisexual, correct? Okay.
And I never brought it up. I guess you say I never brought it up until her.
Okay.
I never brought it up. So all of my past relationships, I just didn't bother with it, you know?
Yeah.
Was it because I was so open?
And yeah, it was because she was open. And then, you know, you got so many people messaging about, oh man, you ought to get your husband to do this. You ought to get him to do this. And I was kind of like, you know, I'm game for it, you know, I'm cool with it, you know, if you want to try it, you know. And that's how it kind of came out, you know. We had our first little bi experience, and I was like, so what'd you think about it, you know? And that's how it started. That's how it came up, you know.
Yeah, it's so great to have you on the show to talk about it, because, like, it's something that I don't want to say, like, a lot of couples participate in, but it is a thing within the lifestyle, obviously, and. Yeah. But getting guys to talk about it has been like crickets, you know? So, so I'm glad to have you on to at least talk about a little bit about it. So, what kinds of things have you done with bulls, and what do you enjoy most with bulls? Is it like the forced by aspect dynamic that you guys are into, or is it just a sharing experience kind of thing?
Like when we play with somebody, it kind of depends on the vibe on that date. Cause I kind of like both. I kind of like being, you know, like I said, like in all aspects of life, like I'm alpha-ish, whatever you call it, alpha. Yeah. But then in the bedroom, it's hot. This, you know, this bull telling me to get down on my knees and do this and that. And I'm like, it turns me on. But then there's other times where it's more just sensual, where I just, it's not, It's not about humiliation.
And it depends on the bull also. Yeah. You know, because you just have different vibes and different like chemistry and connection with each different one, you know. So right. it does
depend. And my thing, it's more of a, I guess, an oral fetish, whatever. Like, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know, like, as far as like kissing a guy. Like, I don't know. I like women. I like soft women, you know, when it comes to that. But, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it's also very difficult for me to find bulls that want to talk about being bi in the dynamic. So,
right.
Yeah.
I understand.
Okay. It's my hope that people become more comfortable and open about enjoying that dynamic and it not
being so weird. Because, you know, if a girl's bi, oh, men love that. But if a guy is,
That's why I think the swingers community is hilarious, because it's like bisexual women are just fucking amazing, but you never hear a fucking thing about bisexual guys.
And I will say, at first, like, the thought of it at first, I was just like, I don't know. I don't think I want to see you do shit like that, you know? But then I started thinking about it just myself. I didn't talk to him about it. It just kept popping up into my head, and I'm like, why am I having these thoughts? Like, what is the problem? And I just chalked it up to, okay, I guess I want to see my man do shit like this. And so I said, let's do it, but baby steps.
Yeah.
Like, I need baby steps. I don't care what you can go in there and what you're capable of doing right off the bat, but you can't overwhelm me with that whole visual. Like, let's just take it slow. And I love that we've done that.
Yeah.
Because not only do I feel like it shows like the progress in the journey, but it's helped me become more than just comfortable with it. Like, I eat that shit up. I think it's so fucking hot. And I never thought I would like something like that. And here I am, just like, it just drives me crazy. And so I feel like a lot of women may be like that too. You know, mm-hmm. like they think about it and they're like, fuck no, I don't want to see my man suck a dick. Like, are you kidding me? But now I'm just like, suck it, baby. Get it.
My biggest cheerleader.
I'm like, I'm going to take a break and go to the bathroom. You keep doing your thing. And I come out and he just, yes, you're doing great.
I felt the same way about pegging. I never thought I would like it. And then I tried it and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm missing out this whole time.
Yeah, I will say I still feel kind of weird, all strapped up, because I'm like, I probably look like a fool. But you know what? Fuck it. Actually, fuck you, because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. No, it really does feel weird standing there with this thing hanging around, and you're like, what?
I know. That's the weird part. I'm like, this thing is supposed to be hanging off of me, and it is. But it's hot.
Yeah. It really is fun. It's that power thing. It's just, I don't know. And it's very intimate. And guys, like, they, when they get fucked, like, they make such, like, these sexy as hot as fuck noises that they don't normally make when they're fucking you.
Yeah.
So I just love it so much. I think it's just like, yes, please. One last thing I wanted to ask you guys about, and this is really important because this is a big fear for a lot of guys and couples who are, you know, not quite sure if they want to do this. And it's whether or not you have romantic feelings for bulls. And if, like, do you guys, have you had discussions about that? Do you have rules and boundaries and limits around that? Is that a thing for you guys? Is it a possibility? The whole kind of having, you know, falling in love with your bull. How has that been with you guys?
For me, I went into this knowing that we had a rock solid foundation. And like he said before, like, when I was younger, I guess just the way I was raised, that attitude that I took on and being very tomboy, it was so easy for me to be one of the guys, because no female does stuff like that. Like, I never had girlfriends that wanted to go to the track, go ride dirt bikes, go, you know. Girls don't want to do that shit. I did. That was my life. And so it was so easy for me to just, if one of my guy friends, you know, needed to nut, fine, let's fuck. I mean, it's funny to you, but it's easy for me to talk about because that's just how I am. I've just always been able to separate that. So I was able to, you know, get your rocks off and mine and let's go ride our dirt bikes or let's go racing or, you know, whatever. And there was never like flirting or, you know, no suspicions. Like it was just naturally really easy for me to separate that. Mm-hmm. And so it just followed over into this. And like I told him from the get go, you don't have to worry about that with me. Like I know that for a fact ahead of time. And to this day, I have never caught feelings or anything like that with a bull. Do I have strong connections with some of them? Fuck yeah, I do. And that it's evident, you know, it's evident in the videos. Like it's very passionate and intimate and all these things. But as far as like the love part of it or falling for a bull, I could never, because my heart is here, like 1000% here. And so I just feel really lucky that I'm able to do that and still have the fun that we have, because it's not jeopardized any part of our relationship at all. It's just been so easy to take this journey, just effortless. And I know it's not like that for a lot of people. I get that. And I hate that it's not. But yeah, for us, that's never been an issue. But there's some that I'm like, hey, you need to call so-and-so because I need some, you know, but
she definitely has her favorites.
Yeah, it's not like I miss him and I want to just spend time with him. It's never been anything like that.
Okay.
But and I love that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
When I can tell that she's like it almost looked like, it almost looks like she's damn near fixing to say, I love you. Like she's so into it and just lost in the moment and doesn't even know I'm there, rather than like somebody's just shooting a porn, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do all these different positions and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And you can tell there's like really no chemistry there. Like, I can't jack off to that. I can't get into that. I like it when she's she's into it, you know, when she's really, really into it. Like that's what I love. That's my best material.
And then you love that I'm able to separate that.
Yeah. So yeah.
He was getting right excited.
He gets a little animated sometimes. You got to calm down. But
I love it. Yeah. And so, Brooke, what is, like, what do you find are the best characteristics of a bull? You're a size queen. I'm assuming you were talking about size is important to you. Black eye for sure. And yeah. What else is it that really does it for you?
Honestly, to me, it's just like, it's the chemistry. Because everything that I do, I refuse to do anything scripted. There's times when we'll be like driving to a hotel and he's like, it'd be cool if y'all would do that. And I'm just, just shut up. Don't put ideas in my head. I will say that. I'm like, I just want to go and be myself. Like, just let me have fun. And so I've just been able to just go in and just be natural. And the ones that can follow that and go along with me and just completely forget that anybody else is around, any cameras, whatever is in the room. If I can find somebody that can get on that level with me, that intimacy level, that passion level, that's fucking it. I will explode. Like, it's the passionate kissing and like touching on just all the passion is what does it for me. So, and that's not for everybody. I know a lot of women, they're like, oh, just fucking pound the shit out of me. No, please don't. Like, give me the passion. That's what turns me on the most. And a good kisser, my God, if you
know, yeah,
a good kisser, it's over with.
So I think a lot of people are aware that cleanup is one of my favorite fucking things in cuckolding. For me, that's like a magical kind of thing. Is there anything like that that you really love, like magical moments, things you absolutely like fucking love when it comes to like cuckolding your husband?
I'm simple. So this may sound dumb to some, but I just love looking over whether he's jacking off or not and just seeing, just even in his face, you can see it in his eyes, just how turned on he is by me just doing my thing and being myself. That part drives me nuts. And I've watched some of your episodes and I've listened to other girls talk about it. And they're like, you know, some women don't want their husband there at all. To me, that probably will never happen, because that's a big part of it for me, is I get to look over and see that. And that shit excites the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but just to see how excited he is just drives me crazy. that's what I have to have.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Blaze?
Kind of same thing. I mean, looking over and I can tell, like, by the look on her face and her actions, if she's really into the bull or it's like, okay, it's, you know, it's mediocre or whatever. But when I can see that she's, you know, her toes are curled up and she's lost in the moment into it. Like, yeah, that's, yeah, that's it for me. That's 'cause that's what I want for, you know, yeah. You know, I want her to have what, you know, everything, you know.
Can I add to that from our last date?
Sure. What part?
Our last date on the way home, he said something to me about, he looked over and from his point of view, he said it was almost like I was just completely somewhere else. Like he could just tell that I was in the zone. I didn't care about him, cameras, lot, nobody. And he said, I was like, well, did that upset you? He's like, fuck no. That made me so horny to see you over there just in your moment as if I'm not even there. Fuck yeah, that was hot. And I was like, oh, okay. That's all I wanted to add.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. It has been so great to get to know you guys. I love you guys so much. I think that you're going to be such an inspiration to so many people out there. Before we go, I just want to ask you to let our listeners know, where can they find you, more information about you, your OnlyFans, and all of that sort of stuff?
Well,
we've got our OnlyFans. Most of our story is pinned on my OnlyFans, apart from a few details. Twitter, Loyal Fans.
Well, you have Pornhub. the main couple would be OnlyFans and Fansly, mm-hmm. And it's the same, I guess, what profile name for both. It's at all lowercase hot wife underscore Brooke Blaze. And that's for OnlyFans and Fansly. Her Twitter, it's a hot wife underscore BB for Brooke Blaze. And our link tree's there as well. And we have a ton of stuff on our Twitter. We have a lot of stuff on our Twitter.
I noticed.
Get lost in it real quick.
Yeah.
Carried away.
I will have all of those links posted on the show notes for today. Do you have any last words you would like to say before we say goodbye?
Just like you said, I hope that it does inspire other people, because it's really not as scary as it seems. You know, everybody asks me all the time, how do I get my wife to do it? Just be gentle. You know, you got to approach it gently. It's a hard subject to talk about. But when you break it down and you take baby steps, it can be the best time of your fucking life, you know? So don't be scared. Just, you know, let your guard down. Take that leap of faith. And if you really want to do it, you know, and just see what it's about. It's not as scary as people think. Mm-hmm. So I hope to be an inspiration for other women. because just like other women, I was scared to death too.
Yeah.
But here I am. Yay. Loving it.
What about you, Mr. Blaze?
As a guy, you know, if it's something that's weighing on your mind, you know, something you've been wanting to bring up, don't let the faint, you know, don't let it get to you that, you know, others might look at you as being weak or, you know, less of a man or something like that. Cause it's not, it doesn't change anything about you. Yeah. You know, it's fun. It's, you only have one life to live. So
and it's
go
okay.
ahead and take that chance.
Yeah. You know? It's okay to be a different version of yourself in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Would be my word. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, all my family and friends know about it. Hasn't changed me one bit. Still the same person. They can too.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much, you guys. Yay. I think that's such a great message. And I really hope that lots of people hear it and lots of people are inspired by that. I just think it's amazing what you guys have done together, but in the way that you've done it has been just awesome. So it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can book a private chat with me. You can check out any cuckolding events that might be happening. And you can even ask a question for the show, as well as, of course, join the Queen's Quarters fan club and get all the benefits for that. You can also follow me on Instagram, the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast. I haven't been banned there. Well, I have, but not recently. You can also follow me on Twitter or whatever the fuck you want to call it. My handle is @cuckoldressv. That's it for today. We'll see you next time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time, but the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy.